Good morning. This is Lefty McNeil and the Full Court Press, your daily sports update. Today is February 1st, 2012. Well, how about Murray State? For the first time ever, Murray State's boys or men's basketball team is in the top 10. Peyton Manning, not good news. It was a shoulder. Now there seems to be some nerve damage to his arms. Peyton, get out and do some announcing. Hey, here's great news for you soccer fans. The USA national team is going to play Brazil this May at FedEx Field and play Scotland later this summer somewhere in the United States. 21 German athletes are being investigated to see if they were part of a doping scandal. The drugs is killing sports. And here's good news. It's February. Spring training, Valentine's Day, Super Bowl, and yes, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is coming. Denver Broncos announced, you know what? We're going to look around and see what type of quarterbacks are out there. Tim Tebow, what are they doing, do to you? And here's some good reading material. Phil Jackson is writing his memoirs. That should be interesting. Tonight, Terps play Miami in men's basketball. That's 8 o'clock. Terps are now 13-7. And locally, Washington College will be playing Haverford also at 8. And some last-minute Super Bowl things to ponder. Do you realize that 80% of all Super Bowl tickets go to corporate sponsors of the NFL? And what was the closest Super Bowl ever? Well, how about Super Bowl 25 when the Giants beat the Bills 20-19? This year's Super Bowl broadcast will be done in 34 different languages. And how about this to get your stomach growling? 28 million pounds of potato chips are going to be consumed on Super Bowl Sunday, and 1 billion chicken wings will also be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. And let's end up with this. How about Mike Ditka, Tom Flores, and Tony Dungy are the only men in the history of the Super Bowl to have participated in one as a player and a coach? This is Lefty McNeil. Thanks for listening to the Full Court Press. We'll see you tomorrow.